The next patient is Dale Sabin. The last name is S-A-B-I-N. First name Dale, D-A-L-E. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old white male with has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, A1, related to nephrosclerosis, related to diabetic disease, presence of arterial hypertension, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia are the confounding factors. The patient comes for a follow-up today, and the laboratory workup that was done in November the 7th of 2022 shows that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.83, the urea, the BUN is 32, and the estimated GFR is 37 mLs per minute. Period. Unfortunately, the protein creatinine ratio was not run at the VA as ordered. Period, we are going to insist in that the quantification of the proteinuria should be done, especially in a diabetic patient. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been stable. The hemoglobin A1C is around 8%. He has lost 5 pounds. He is exercising a lot. The patient was emphasized about the low-sodium diet and the low-protein diet. A plant-based diet is highly recommended. Following number is hyperlipidemia on statins that is under control, hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. The patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under control. Blood pressure reading today 135 over 62. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, BPH, that is followed at the VA hospital. This is a patient that has trabeculation of the urinary bladder. We should pay attention to that fact. Following number, the patient has anxiety disorder, but has been very well compensated. The reevaluation of this case is going to be on yearly basis. We gave the slips for the laboratory workup as well as the new appointment. Emphasis, as I mentioned, in the blood sugar control. Period. We invested 9 minutes in the evaluation of the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face and discussing the laboratory workup and doing the physical examination and the documentation, 7 minutes.